stand and give the Lord some praise.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the Spirit of the Lord, the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being here in your house. Bless and touch every life. In Jesus' name we pray that you'd help us, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, oh God. Praise God. We're certainly happy for everyone that's here tonight. And my cousins that were here last night, they're out of a worldly church. But she said, I hadn't heard no preaching like that in a long, long time. And the reason, she's in the wrong church. I said, you get in a church where they preach like this because holiness is right. And without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. And that's what I told my cousin. And you know what? Called me this afternoon and said, we'll be back there tomorrow night. They're going to be here. And they said, please let that choir sing again. So I'm going to give a warning here. Good to have my son here, Leon, and of course Derek that just sang, and to have all of my, sort of not all, but a good part of my offspring here, Ramona and David, and Josh and Josiah. He's not in my family per se, but he's with Josh there, and then Matthew, and then little Holston is back there, named after his grandfather, Holston Cossey. And so we're glad to have them. And Josh, just stand and say a word for the Lord.
It's an honor to be here tonight just to kind of come in some ways. Dad and I were talking earlier. It's probably been 10 or 12 years since we've been here. So I think just a couple of words that come in my heart are thankful to see so many faces, but also just heritage.
Yeah. We're going to do our best.
Thankful for the heritage of this man and how he's blessed our family.
Oh, yes.
It's just an honor to be here.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, we must understand that heritage has a lot to do whether our family goes on with the Lord or not. And you'll read many times in the Bible where he walked in the ways of David, his father, or he walked in the ways. And sometimes it was evil ways they walked in. But I believe we can pass on a heritage that the Lord has given us. I'm not going to be able to leave these guys much money. And if I did, they'd just spend it. Blow it on places and things I probably wouldn't even go to. But I tell you what, I'm going to leave a heritage of holiness and righteousness and purity. Because that's what God's book says. Last night we had a wonderful service. Sister, I believe her name is Moore. Gayla Moore. Baked me a big old coconut pie. And I dove into that thing last night when I got home. Dove into it again this morning before I had to go to the hospital with Brother Grady and Sister Beverly. We was up there before 6 this morning. And she had a major surgery. Took them 3.5 hours to prepare for that surgery. And then 3.5 hours surgery. And they had a robot to do it. We ain't got no robots out here, have we? Anyhow, had a robot to do it. That's what they told us. That's something in it. Automation is something else. But anyhow, she's doing pretty well, and they feel like they got all that cancer. So that's why we're up there. And tonight, the reason we're here is we've got a king that's worthy of our worship. Oh, yes. He's worthy of our praise. And you say, well, it makes me nervous when people get to praising God like they was around here last night. Well, if you go to heaven, you're going to have a heart attack up there. Because people are going to be praising the Lord and shouting the praises of God. And John the Revelator said it was as the voice of many thunders when they uttered their voices. It's going to be a wonderful place, but let's get conditioned for it down here. I'm going to preach to you for just a little bit, but I want to thank you for the offering as well. And We know that we're living in perilous times, and the Bible says in 1 Timothy 4:1, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. And I was praying about that today because we've had a few to fall out here. Other preachers have talked to me that they've had some to fall out. I was with several preachers today. Some have had others to fall out. We can expect that because we're in the last days. But I don't have to fall out. And you don't have to fall out. And whenever Joseph was sending his brethren back to the old home space and the homeland to get his father, the last words he said to his brothers, see that you fall not out by the way. And a lot of them are falling out by the way too. And good to have Derek with us here tonight. He's just been with me on a mission trip. And he really preached good over there. And Brother Shoecraft preached good. And we had over 15 filled with the Holy Ghost. And I don't know how many we had saved. But I remember one lady came down and told me, said, I'm wanting to get the Holy Ghost. And I didn't know whether she was ready for it or not. But she stayed in that altar so long that she was ready, whether she was ready when she first came or not. And she come up with it. Oh, she came up with the Holy Ghost and fire, speaking in other tongues, not as some man had taught her, but as the Spirit gave the utterance. Turn with me, if you will, into your Bibles, into St. Luke's Gospel, the 11th chapter. Would you stand with me for the reading of the Word? I'm going to read verse 1 through verse 13. The Bible says, and it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And I want to pause right there. None of us is spiritual enough that we can go without praying that prayer. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight? Remember last night I told you I was going to preach on midnight? Shall go unto him at midnight. He got it. Oh, yes. And say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he shall rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth. And he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. And if a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? So, or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him. I want to focus in on the word midnight. And my text and my theme is midnight and no bread. You may be seated in the name of the Lord. In this text tonight, the disciples came to Jesus as He was praying in a certain place. And their request was this. Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. They didn't say teach us to sing beautifully. They didn't even say teach us to preach. Teach us to play an instrument. Oh no. They said teach us to pray. And prayer is a very essential thing for anyone that's going to live for God. What we call the Lord's Prayer, Jesus began to quote to them and say to them, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven. That's recognizing the position of God, and that's recognizing where we're at. God's way up there where he can see around the corner, and we're down here where we can only see up to the corner. He said, Hallowed, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He's recognizing his holiness, his need to worship him, and hallowed be thy name. And then he lets him know he's interested in the kingdom. And he says, Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Then he says, Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And my text will be found in the next few verses. And he said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves. So I'm preaching on midnight and no bread. Oh, what we call the Lord's Prayer is a very essential thing. But then he brings out this parable. This man whom Jesus is illustrating has a visitor at an unusual hour. At midnight, someone knocks on his door and says, Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine on his journey has stopped by, and I have nothing to set before him. That was before the days of McDonald's and all night markets and stores. Oh, wait, the market opened at sunup, it closed again at sundown. There was no way to get anything. But listen to me. He said, Lend me 3 loaves. This friend of mine on his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. Now listen, it is midnight, no bread, and there's a knock on the door. From inside there's a voice that says, Trouble me not, for the door is now shut. My children are with me in bed. And the Bible says, He will not rise and give bread to him because he is a friend, yet because of his importunity. That's his persistent, continual knocking. Oh yes, finally he rises up and gives him as many loaves as he needeth. Church, we have an entire generation knocking on our door, hungry for the bread of life. And Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I am that bread that came down out of heaven. And they're knocking on our door tonight. It's a dark, dark night. It's midnight in this world, and even midnight in many of the churches. And yet, we have a responsibility. The question is, do we have bread? Oh, God said in Isaiah, said these words, Is not this the fast that I have chosen? And verse 7 of the 58th chapter says, Is it not to deal thy bread out to the hungry? We have a responsibility. So I ask this church, Pastor, do we have bread? Do we have what the world is hungering for? Or do we just have a program? We've got some great talent here. But my grandson's already brought out the fact that talent is not going to satisfy the soul. You can have the best of singers. You can bring in the quartets. You can bring in the entertainers. You can even bring a clown into the church. And I even knew one preacher brought a snake to a church one day. You can do all of that. But until we give to this hungry generation the bread of life, which is Jesus Christ our Lord, they're going to leave hungry, hungry, hungry. Oh, church, we've got this responsibility. We've got this responsibility to get bread. And someone has knocked on this man's door on his journey at an unusual hour at midnight. This man, he realizes his dilemma as he wonders, what am I going to do in my dilemma? Man, I don't know what I'm going to do to turn this man away hungry. Does not fit the laws of our hospitality to turn him away without anything to eat and let him go on his way hungry. That would not be fitting at all for me. What am I going to do? And then he remembers, I've got a friend and he might have bread even at this midnight hour. So he goes over to his friend's door and he knocks on that door and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves. Huh? What was that?
Trouble me not. The door is shut.
And you and your children are in bread? But friend, I need 3 loaves. That's what I come after. The Bible said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. And so, friend, lend me 3 loaves. He's got his family asleep in bed. Wake them children up at midnight. All them little brats go to crying and fussing. Oh, he knows he's got problems if he wakes them up. Oh, yes. But he knows that somebody has knocked on his door that's hungry. So he keeps on. Hey, friend, lend me 3 loaves. Oh, thank you, buddy. Woo! Hey, 3 loaves. But wait a minute. That's really not what I came after in its completeness. I need 3 loaves. That's not going to go very far feeding this hungry man. 1 loaf. Listen to me. A lot of you have been saved and you've lived in that condition a long time and thank God for it. But there's other loaves that you need to get. Oh yes, there's something more that you need to start knocking on the door for. You need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You need entire sanctification that cleans you up from the world, starting with your wardrobe and your personal hygiene, all the way down to serving God in the beauty of holiness. For without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. So he's got 1 loaf. It might help a little. Yes, it will. It'll help a little, but that's really not what this man is wanting. So he turns around. About the time this man's children gets back to sleep, he goes back and he knocks on that door again. Hey, friend, I come after 3 loaves and you only gave me 1. Trouble me not. My children are in bed. Buddy, you, if you don't give me 3 loaves, you may not give them to me, but you're not going to get no sleep. Them children of yours is not going to get any sleep. I'm going to keep on knocking until I get that 3 loaves. Hey, friend, give me 3 loaves. I've got 1. I need 2 more, and I'll not settle until I get that other 2. Some of you have quit knocking too soon. You've quit knocking too soon. You want great ability to work for God. You want to do more for God. You got to have more than just 1 little shallow experience. 1 little loaf. You better go back to the door and knock again. Hey, friend, lend me 3 loaves. That's what I come after. Oh, thank you, buddy. Got 2 loaves. Well, that's pretty good, isn't it? Maybe we can get by on that. But you know, we got to have 3. That's what this man come after. In my text tonight, he went to the door of his friend, told him the circumstances. It's midnight. Folks, can you see the midnight darkness that's on this old world? Can you see our sorry, no good president that's okayed abortion and okayed gay marriage and all of these things? Can you see that? I'm looking at turn the baby around. I'm looking at this little girl right here. Aren't you glad she's here? Aren't you glad she didn't take the advice of somebody? Oh, just have that child aborted. Just take its life. What does it matter anyhow? I'll tell you what it matters. There's more than just a little girl there. There is a soul inside there that's going to live on through eternity. Oh, yes. Listen to me. Have you been knocking at the door? How many look at how, see how many loaves you've got? How many needs to go back to the door and knock again? Come on, raise them hands. You know you can count. You can go farther than just one or two. He's three loaves that he needs. So he goes back once again. I'm going to try this fella one more time. Hey, fella, friend of mine on his journey stopped by. He's hungry. And I've got to have more than just two loaves. I've got to have three loaves to satisfy his hunger. Please give me another loaf. Praise God. Here we go now. Are y'all watching and listening? Saved, sanctified, and baptized in the Holy Ghost. Or for all of you that might be oneness, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You go ahead and settle for one loaf if you want to. But I read the Bible too. And it teaches the Holy Trinity. Oh yes, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I heard old brother Joe Dunn preaching. He one time and he said anybody that mentions his Father 63 times like Jesus did, he must have one. Is that right? Oh yes. So he had three loaves. Hear me now. The midnight hour is pressing on us. And we don't have just one person. But we've got almost an entire generation that's lost in darkness. Tattoos, body piercings, earrings and nose rings and tongue rings and lip rings. Tattoos on their body. Oh yes, and only God knows where else. I mean, they're all messed up. But listen, the church can still have access to the bread that satisfied. That's why there's so many hooked on dope and alcohol. The church, in many cases, have failed to get the bread that this generation needs. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, it's our responsibility, Brother Moore, to have this. Listen to me. This man would not rise up and give him that bread because of their friendship. They were friends, but his friendship wasn't that strong. But there's one thing that got this man out of bed. You know what it was? That one word, his importunity. That means his persistence, his continual knocking. Hey, we give up too soon. Folks come down to the altar. Derek was with me over there. People pray and pray and pray and pray and pray until they got endued with power from on high. I'm telling you, some of them got up from there full of the Holy Ghost. But a Shoecraft said, I counted 15, Brother Rich, and I know there was more that went through the Holy Ghost. Yeah, they messed up their hair. Some of them slung snot from here to Milwaukee, but they went through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You can get it if you want it bad enough. You can have that blessing in your life. How many needs the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Let's see your hand. There's hands going up in several places. Baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. The old-fashioned church of God that's taught and was a foundation for many of other churches to crawl off at foundation and go to preaching and teaching holiness. Now some of them are teaching that you do not have to speak in tongues to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That is a lie. I said that is a lie. The first initial evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that is the outward expression, is God, not You, not somebody else, but God takes your vocal cords and your tongue and your ability, and the Holy Ghost speaks through you. And that is a witness that you've received the Holy Ghost. I'm going to be through preaching here in just a little bit, so you can mark down my text for tomorrow night if you want to. I'm preaching tomorrow night on midnight and no oil. But right now it's midnight and no bread. No bread. Have we got it? I've seen people come in here, Brother Steve, and you preach so good. He's a good preacher and preaches good. But sometimes I wonder if the body of Christ is doing their part. For you see, the shepherd does not bear lambs. It is the sheep. And that's up to us to pray and seek the face of God until we see souls saved. Oh, praise God. I'm glad that we can have all three loaves, and it's going to take persistence. Listen to me. Oh, this man had a dilemma, but he found the answer. And I know a place in this midnight hour where you can still find bread. Say, well, I'd like to be a better witness. Go knock on the door again. Say, I would like to be a better Christian. Go knock on the door again. Jesus is still the bread of life, and He's still available. And here in this midnight hour, He still has bread. You can still be sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. You can still have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost abiding within you. Oh, yes, it's midnight. Midnight. Look at the crimes that's committed. Oh, yes. And when abortion is a mandated thing, all you have to do is a woman go up there, and some of them in the last months of her pregnancy, it's murder. Oh, and God says that's one of the seven things that God hates, he that sheddeth innocent blood. How could human beings created in the likeness and the image of God stoop to such a low position to take the life of a little child? I don't know how mothers can do it. I do not know. Oh, I remember when we lost a child. Sister Rich, I remember that so plain. She screamed and she was upstairs. Mona, I don't know whether you remember it or not. I ran up that steps, and there she held our little lifeless baby in her arms. And I saw the look on her face. I can still see it. The look on her face. She's holding this lifeless child. Took her quite a while to get over that. I don't think she ever got over it. But one night, in the night, she woke me up around 2 o'clock in the morning, Leon, and said, "Don, wake up." I said, "Why?" She said, "Turn on the lights." I flipped on the lights. "So what is it?" She said, "I just had the most wonderful dream. So God let me see into heaven. And I saw my little baby and looked right at me and said, 'Mama, don't you worry about me anymore. I'm safe right here in the hands of Jesus.'" Hear me tonight. It takes a three loaf experience to be able to look at those situations and realize that God will help you through. I'm going to be closing here shortly. What did I say I was going to preach on tomorrow night? Hey, you got it, man. Thank you. I wonder tonight how many needs another loaf. In this world, you can have the victory here, Brother Bruce, on Sunday night. And you go out and face this wicked world Wednesday night, most of your bread's gone. Oh, yes, it takes it away from you. Oh, you go out in a world that's just interested in entertainment, ball games and football players and baseball players. Let me tell you something. 1 million years from now, it'll not matter who made the most touchdowns. It'll not matter who made the most baskets. It'll not matter who knocked the most home runs. But it will matter whether you have a genuine experience and washed in the blood of the Lamb and saved from your sins. And to live a victorious life, you need the Holy Ghost. Man come to me, brother, down in Georgia looked at me and said, Brother Rich, do you think I have the Holy Ghost? What? Well, do you think I've got the Holy Ghost? Do I have it? I said, I don't know. He said, well, 20 years ago, I knelt at an altar and said, I stayed there until the Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost. But I haven't spoken tongues since. I haven't felt that since. Now, what do you think about me? I said, well, when I go by a house and I see little children playing, I see the mother out hanging clothes on the line, see the father backing out the driveway to go to work, I believe somebody lived there. But if I go by that house and there's no lights, there's no activity, no children playing, no mamas out doing their chores and doing things, I'm not going to say nobody ever lived there. But I am going to say whoever has lived there has moved out. So tonight you can be refilled. And here's what the Bible says. You can look at me and tell I'm kind of slumped over and I'm getting old. I'll be 79 in just a few days. But though this outward man perish, this inward man can be renewed day by day. While we look not at the things which are seen, for the things which are seen are temporal. That means subject to change. But while we look not at the things that are not seen, for they are eternal. How many of you ever seen the invisible? Moses endured as seeing him who is invisible. I believe tonight that God wants to renew and refill everyone in this place. Some have one loaf. Some here have two loaves. And a few have three loaves. Maybe that's why my cousin told me today over the phone. He said, I'd just like to take that church and move it up there by Yukon. Well, if we did, him and his wife wouldn't line up if we brought it right up there and put it in their back door. Right. Hallelujah. That's right. They didn't want this church up there. They like what we had here. They like the way that they like what that choir was. Boy, last night that choir was tops. Really had it going, Brother Allen, last night. And those people are coming back tomorrow night and said, whatever you do, tell the pastor we want to hear that choir sing. So I'm telling you, Brother Steve, you can do what you want to. You're the pastor here. I told him he could set me down anytime he gets ready. I don't think he's going to do that, but if he told me to sit down right now, I'm under his subjection while I'm in this church. I'll go sit down. I'll say, well, all right, I tried. Now let's hear you do it. I tried to do it. Let's hear you do it. That's what they told me Brother Winford King would tell me. He said, you go down and preach for Winford King, and I preached his camp meeting about 3 or 4 times. But it doesn't matter how good you preach for Winford King. When you get through, he's still got to preach. Oh, yeah. So one night I said, Brother Winford, you always preach when I get through. But before I start, I'm going to tell you before I start, I'm going to try to preach good enough tonight that you won't have to preach again when I get through preaching. He still did it. And then he said, come on up here and let's tag team for a while. And that's what we did. Well, listen, I'm wondering how many loaves you have. Take an inventory. Once in a while, I count my money once in a while. Sometimes not very hard to count. Oh, yes, but I count it once in a while. And sometimes I see something needs to happen to replenish the supply. Count and see how many loaves you have. How many can honestly and truthfully say, Brother Don Rich, I have all 3 loaves.
Nobody?
Surely somebody has it in here. I was praying this afternoon. I was praying about a young man that's just left this church lately. Praying for him. Something happened. He got short on bread. Brother Steve Moore preaches very good every Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. Oh, yes, they can't say that he didn't preach. He heard the truth. Preached very good. But somehow, he didn't go to the door and knock after he heard the preaching. And you got to go to the one that has the bread. Oh, that's why Brother Steve Moore preaches like he does, to get you to go to that door. Would you stand with me, please? Midnight, brother. And no bread. No bread. Oh, God, help us. Help New Mission Holiness Church and help South Mission Holiness Church. Leon, here. I was down at your church here a while back. You need another loaf of bread down there, buddy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes. Yes. How many needs bread? I don't think I can get this all the way back to you, Josh. But I tell you what, I know you need some bread up there. But you better be careful in taking this. Because you see, whatever is in this loaf, whatever's in there, if there's flour in this loaf, oh yeah. If there's sugar in this loaf, if there's salt in this loaf, oh yes. If there's salvation in this loaf, if there's sanctification and holiness in this loaf, if there's baptism of the Holy Ghost in this loaf, whatever's in it, you got to take it out of here and be a partaker. Hallelujah. That'll be a souvenir for you. Hallelujah. Listen to me. It's very essential. Very essential. Every morning, I try to get up and go to my knees in prayer. I remember when old Derek and Dylan was up there and we was getting up every morning praying at 6. Remember that, Derek? Old Dylan come to me and said, "Grandpa, could we make it 7?
Yeah.
Remember that, don't you? Hallelujah. Yeah. Could we make it at 7? Well, listen, some of us put it off till 7 and then to 8. And then the day is already progressing and we forget to pray. And I taught our young people in Kansas City, listen to me, young people, pray at least 5 minutes before you go to school. And one old brother stood up and said, 5 minutes? Why don't you teach them and tell them to pray an hour? And his wife spoke up and said, he don't pray an hour himself. So, got to be careful. People know how many loaves you've got. Oh, they can count too. Oh, yes. I'm just asking our young people to pray 5 minutes every morning before they go to school. Are you listening to me, Holston? How many minutes did I say pray every morning before you go to school? Are you going to do it? Okay, don't forget. Hallelujah. Listen, it don't take very long to get a loaf of bread. And remember that old sister up there in Whiteville, North Carolina, where we're going to preach here in a couple months? She said a short prayer will reach the throne of God if you don't live very far away. And then she said, the devil has been after me all week long. And I said, get behind me, Satan, and don't push. Amen. There's some people that know how to get that bread. I said, they know how to get it. And I believe we know how. I want to have a better altar service tonight than we had last night. And I want those first that have counted your loaves. And you say, I need to get another loaf. I want you to come right now in the name of Jesus. Come on. Well, hallelujah. 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 Oh, feel free to come to our altar. Women on this side, men on that side. Out of the way, Matt. Come on down here and get you another loaf, buddy. Another loaf of bread. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, it won't hurt you to bend your knees. It won't hurt you to come down and bow down before God. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, give us that bread that come down out of heaven. You said, I am that bread that came down out of heaven. Oh, God, give it to us. Help us to knock on that door. Say, Lord, lend me 3 loaves. God, I need another loaf. I need two more loaves. Maybe some need all three loaves. But if you'll ask Him, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Oh, blessed. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Come on, let's bombard heaven. Let's bombard heaven with prayers. Say, Lord, I need another loaf. I need a renewing. I need a refreshing. I need something in my soul and in my life. Oh, that will carry me through midnight. And no bread is a terrible position to be in. Midnight. Sure. Water over there. You want water right there on the first bench? Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Lamb of God. Midnight. It's midnight, folks. It's dark out there. Nothing less than a three loaf experience is going to carry us through. Oh, hallelujah. Come on and let's seek Him. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, it's all in Jesus. All in Jesus, for He is that bread that came down out of heaven. He is that Holy Christ. He is the Son of God. He is that bread. He Himself said, your fathers did eat bread in the wilderness, the manna in the wilderness, and they died. But if you'll eat of this bread that I give you, you'll never hunger. And you'll live on forever, for it is the bread of life. Oh, God, give us that bread. That bread. Give us that bread. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give us that bread. Give us that bread. Oh, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Midnight. No bread. Somebody knocking on your door. Checking you out. Have you got bread for them? Have you got bread for them? Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, blessed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Midnight, midnight, no bread, and somebody's knocking on your door. They need to hear a testimony of Jesus. They need to hear that Jesus Christ is still the Savior of the world, the hope of the world. God, feed us, feed us, feed us with that manna that came down out of heaven. Feed us with that holy bread of life. Feed us, Lord. Give us that bread. Oh, hallelujah, 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 oh, hallelujah, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Casting all of your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Oh yes, Jesus cares for you. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, seek His face. Call upon Him while He is near. Do not wait until it's too late. Now is the accepted time. Now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Father. It's down here on our knees, Lord, where we get that bread. That's where we knock on that door. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, oh, Jesus, 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 give us that bread. Give us that bread, Lord. Give us that bread, Lord. Give us that bread, Lord. That bread that came down out of heaven. Feed us with that bread. Oh, midnight and no bread. And an entire generation knocking at our door. Oh. Oh. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hey, Deacon. Bring me one of the chairs right up here a little closer. Just got to get off this leg here for a minute.
Come on now and seek him. He's got bread. Even in this midnight hour, he's got bread.
Tomorrow night I'll get a folding chair probably.
What?
Tomorrow night I'll get a folding chair.
That's not a problem. I can do that one.
Oh, hallelujah. 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 Come on now. Seek him. Call ye upon him while he is near. Oh, look to the Lamb of God. Oh, look to the Lamb of God. Jesus does have bread in this midnight hour. Bread in this midnight hour. Oh, God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hear our cry. Hear our call. Jesus, help us here. God, I feel my own need of another loaf. Oh, Lord, I need another loaf of that bread that come down from heaven. Oh, Jesus. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh. Oh. Thank God. Thank God for that bread that came down out of heaven. Oh, it's that manna. Oh, it's not that manna that our fathers ate in the wilderness and they died. But this is the bread of life. Oh, the bread of life. Bread of life. The bread of life. The bread of life. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh. Oh. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you for that bread. That bread that came down from heaven. Oh, Lord, more than just manna, more than just sustenance for the body, but bread of life for the soul, bread of life for the soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, it's all in Jesus tonight. Oh, we're to cast all of our care upon Him, for He careth for us. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, oh God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, give us that bread. Lord, I'm hungry for more bread. More bread. That everlasting, eternal bread of life. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Ooh. Oh. Mm. Mm. Oh. Oh. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Feed me, Jesus. Feed me from the bread of life. Oh, I need it, Lord. I need to be fed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, lift us up, Jesus. Encourage our souls. Make us alive. Dead indeed unto the flesh, but alive in the spirit. You, Jesus. We need you now more than anything else. More than ever before. We need you, Jesus. More than ever before, we need that living bread. When the world, those that are lost, come to our church. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, where could we go? Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Debbie, would you come to the piano for just a little bit? Let's sing a little bit of Where Could I Go But to the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. There's one verse in there, if I remember right. Yeah, when my soul needs manna from above. Hallelujah. 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 Midnight. No bread. Whew. Oh. Hallelujah.
Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. We're striving alone to face temptation. temptation sore.
Where could you go?
Where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Where could I go seeking a refuge for my soul? Needing a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Neighbors are kind, I love them, everyone. We get along and sweet accord.
Oh, yes.
But when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Where could I go seeking a refuge for my soul? Needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Nowhere could I go. Where could I go seeking a refuge for my soul?